looks like you guys are taking a slight deviation from both look and gameplay of previous Blood Rain titles. What's going on here? What have you guys done?
We have done the best 2D rendition of a Ninja Gaiden Black and Turtles in Time rendition that I think we probably could put out. I would say, if anything, it's got the expressive feel of death and destruction that you would expect, along with a lot of blood, like a cacophony of destruction or a ballet of blood.
It all looks hand-drawn to me. Did you guys, like, draw everything by hand here?
Everything is 2D hand-drawn, and everything runs at 60 frames a second currently.
That's got to be a lot of frames you had to draw there.
That was a lot of frames. Rain herself is about 4,000 frames of animation, and it's probably the most that WayForward has done for a main character so far.
The story of Blood Rain is known pretty much well to a lot of people. Half vampire, slain vampires, but if we get maybe a little bit more specifics of the storyline, without, you know, spoiling anything, but what can you tell us about what's going on in Betrayal?
The Brimstoners themselves have come to Rain looking for her help to stop a gathering of vampires from raising a castle and causing mischief and mayhem, as vampires often do.
Vampires, mischief, mayhem, hand in hand, every time.
Skipping down a lane.
Yeah. I just found out, though, that they're not people, though. You were telling me earlier they're not people. How did that happen?
Somebody here told me that vampires don't have souls, so I guess that's the reason why we got a teen rating on this game, considering we tried so hard for mature, but with all the blood we poured into it, I'm amazed that we didn't get it. But we did not cut back on any of the amazingness, so hopefully people like it.
You were trying for an M rating, and they gave you a teen. What was their explanation for that?
They gave us no explanation other than the fact that the cartoon animation that we've done seems to have made it less desirable for people to assume that they're real people that you're killing. And since we're a 2D game, it's less forceful for the player to feel involved, like a 3D game, I guess, would make them, according to them, not me.
I'm kind of a shrewd individual when it comes to my money. I like to get a lot for the money that I put down for video games. So how much content do you guys have in Blood Rain Betrayal?
I would say it has a lot of replayability, along with, since I would imagine you guys are into audio, the person that did our audio is Jake Kaufman. He's well known around the 8-bit market. He actually went through, and when you finish the game, you will unlock the ability to get a second soundtrack out of the game. So the whole game has a secondary soundtrack on top of the main one. So if you want to hear the new sound, you can replay through it again, and if anything, it's a great unlock and probably my favorite unlock that I've ever seen in a video game so far.